Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Mataji, I am here. Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, for your very kindly organizing this conference calls for so many years. I have been hearing your sincere words of introduction for so many years now. Thank you very much, Mataji. I pray to Guru and Gauranga that you, your family members, you are all doing very well in your Krishna consciousness. We'll get started. So today we will read one verse, we'll study one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And this verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 21st. We are dealing with the instructions of Prithu Maharaj to his subjects. And we will be doing verse number 50. So Srimad Bhagavatam 4.21.50. And today is the auspicious tithi of the Tirobhav, the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Very auspicious day. So we will talk about, we'll spend most of our time talking about Srila Narottam Das Thakur today. So let us chant Mangalacharan first. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरविसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी विल चैंट फ्यू मोर ऑस्पिशियस प्रेयर्स। इट इज वेरी नाइस माय डियर फ्रेंड्स टू चैंट प्रेयर्स फ्रॉम आवर वैदिक लिटरेचर। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेव परा वेदा, वासुदेव परामखा, वासुदेव परा योगा, वासुदेव परक्रिया, वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम, वासुदेव परम तप, वासुदेव परो धर्मो, वासुदेव परा गति। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय, नमो पंकजमालिने, नमो पंकजनेत्राय, नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये। आराध्यो भगवान व्रजे शतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम्, रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेणया कल्पिता। श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेम पुमरतो महान्, श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरानापरा। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्षये क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये, कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। आनन्दलीलामयविग्रहाय प्रेमाभ्यदिव्याच्छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। मूर्तैव भक्ति किमयं किमेष, वैराग्यसारस्तनुमान्द्रिलोके, सम्भाव्यते या कृतिभिः सदैव तस्मै नमः श्रीलनरोत्तमाय, तस्मै नमः श्रीलनरोत्तमाय, तस्मै नमः श्रीलनरोत्तमाय। जयति जननिवासो देवकी जन्मवादो, यदुवरपरिषत्स्वेदोर्भिरस्यन्नधर्मम्, स्थिरचरवृजिनग्ना सुस्मिता श्रीमुखेन व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। जयतु जयतु देवो देवकी नंदनोयम् जयतु जयतु कृष्णो वृष्णिवंश प्रदीप जयतु जयतु मेघा श्यामला कोमलांगो जयतु जयतु पृथ्वी भारनाशो मुकुंद जयति जयति देवा कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्र जयति जयति कीर्तिस्तस्य नित्य पवित्रा जयति जयति भृत्यास्तस्य विश्वेशमूर्ते जयति जयति नृत्यास्तस्य सर्वप्रियानां मनसि जफनि जुष्टे लब्ध पातोस्मि दुष्टे तिमिर गहन रूपे हंत संसार कूपे अजित निखिल रक्षा हेतु मुद्धार दक्षा ममुपनयन हस्ते भक्ति रज्जुम नमस्ते। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 4.21.50। नाट्यद्भुतमिदं नाथ तवाजिव्यानुशासनम् प्रजानुरागो महतां प्रकृति करुणात्मनाम्। सिनोनिम्स न नॉट अति वेरी ग्रेट अद्भुतम वंडरफुल इदम दिस नाथ ओ लॉर्ड तव योर आजीव्य सोर्स ऑफ इनकम अनुशासनम रूलिंग ओवर द सिटीजन्स प्रजा सिटीजन्स अनुराग अफेक्शन महतां ऑफ द ग्रेट प्रकृति नेचर Karuna, merciful, Atmanam of the living entities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Our dear Lord, it is your occupational duty to rule over your citizens. That is not a very wonderful task for a personality like you, who are so affectionate in seeing to the interests of the citizens, because you are full of mercy. That is the greatness of your character. Purport. A king's duty is to give protection to his citizens and levy taxes from them for his livelihood. Since the Vedic society is divided into four classes of men, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, their means of livelihood are also mentioned in the scriptures. The Brahmanas should live by spreading knowledge and should therefore take contributions from their disciples. Whereas a king should give protection to the citizens of their for their development to the highest standard of life, and he can therefore levy taxes from them. Businessmen or mercantile men, because they produce foodstuffs for the whole society, they can take a little profit from this. Whereas the Shudras, who cannot work either as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas or Vaishyas, should give service to the higher classes of society and be provided by them with a supply of the necessities of life. The symptom of a qualified king or political leader is mentioned herein. He must be very merciful and compassionate, Karuna, to the people and see to their prime interest, which is to become elevated devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Great souls are naturally inclined to do good to others, and a Vaishnava especially is the most compassionate and merciful personality in society. Therefore, we offer our respects to a Vaishnava leader as follows. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Only a Vaishnava leader can fulfill all the desires of the people. Vancha kalpataru. And he is compassionate because he is the contributor of the greatest benefit to human society. He is Patita Pavan, the deliverer of all fallen souls. Because if the king or the head of the government follows in the footsteps of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, who are naturally leaders in missionary work, the Vaishyas will also follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and the Shudras will give them service. Thus, the entire society becomes a perfect human institution for combined progress to the highest perfection of life. End of purport. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam that Maharaj Prithu, who is a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is such a wonderful and powerful, glorious, virtuous king. He just gave wonderful instructions to his citizens and his associates, telling them that we should all serve the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, telling them that the aim of life is to become completely surrendered devotees at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After giving all these wonderful instructions, now it is the turn of the citizens to speak and glorify their leader, Prithu Maharaj. So the citizens are glorifying Prithu Maharaj by saying what we read in today's verse. Our dear Lord Maharaj Prithu, it is your occupational duty to rule over your citizens. That is not a very wonderful task for a personality like you, who are so affectionate in seeing to the interests of the citizens, because you are full of mercy. That is the greatness of your character. So, the words used are Praja Anuragaha. You have affection for your Praja. And you are Mahatam, you are a great personality, and your Prakriti, your nature is Karuna. Karuna. You are very merciful. So you have affection and you have mercy. Both these factors are very essential, my dear friends. So just see how our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, so wonderfully explains in the purport to this verse that the society is naturally divided into four classes of people. Chatur Varnam Maya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhakasha. Krishna has designed it. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And Prabhupada explains how it is the duty of the Brahmanas to spread knowledge. And for spreading knowledge, whatever Dakshina naturally comes, they accept. So my dear friends on this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference today, please listen carefully. We are a society of devotees. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Yes, Prabhupada has created this society. And who is Prabhupada? Prabhupada is a Mahabhagwat. He is a Paramhamsa Vaishnav. He is a great Mahatma. He is a Nitya Siddha. He is not a Sadhana Siddha Bhakta. Our founder Acharya, Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottarashata Shri Shriman, His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the glorious disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, and the founder Acharya of ISKCON, is not a Sadhana Siddha Bhakta. Srila Prabhupada is a Nitya Siddha Bhakta. Ami tomar nitya das tai kori eta asha toma bina anya gati nai. Srila Prabhupada is a nitya parshad of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada is a nitya siddha bhakta who was sent down by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna himself, for a very specific mission of being Patita Pavan. Go to the Paschatya Desh. And just like I delivered the most fallen Jagai and Madhai, just like the personification of my love, Narottam Das Thakur, in whose heart I poured the nectar of my prem in the Padma River. Just like that Narottam who delivered Chand Rai and Santosh Rai, just like I and Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai. My dear Prabhupada, you go and you deliver the hippies who are the lowest of the low civilization in the lowest of the low land of Western countries. Ei Ugrasthane. Go there and deliver them. And also deliver the proud atheistic so-called scientific civilization. Go and deliver them. Just like I delivered Jagai Madhai. Just like Narottam Das Thakur delivered Chand Rai and Santosh Rai. You go and deliver the hippies and the so-called modern society who think that going to the moon is a great achievement. Who think that building skyscraper buildings is a big achievement. Who think that creating nuclear bombs and the Cold War is a great achievement. Who think that United Nations, such a sophisticated and powerful political body, can bring about peace and harmony in this world. Go and smash them. And melt their hearts and let them chant in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada was a Nitya Siddha. Very, very empowered Senapati. And he is giving us this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our society is not a society of Kanishthas. Please. Our society is not meant to do politics and groupism and fighting and bickering about each other and being narrow-minded. Our society is a society of broad-minded devotees who are serious and who understand in whose family they have been accepted. This is Prabhupada's family. Prabhupada is a Mahabhagwat. In Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Prabhupada is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Papi jadi dharma chadi dura desha yaya tathapi amara, what is that word? Verse tathapi mora senapati dura desha yaya. When the sinful people, they give up dharma. Papi jadi dharma chadi dura desha yaya. When they go to the faraway countries, Europe, America, Africa, Australia, Russia, they will leave Bharat Bhumi and they will go to the faraway places and they will settle there and they will forget their dharma because they are separated from the dharma bhumi, Bharat. Please, my dear friends, I'm not being sectarian. I'm just talking the historical truth. Whether it was because of Parshuram Maharaj, Parshuram Bhagwan, that some certain Kshatriyas fled and settled elsewhere, whatever the reason is. But there is no doubt that Vedic civilization is the oldest. Sanskrit language is the oldest. And from this land, where there is Sanskrit, where there is Agastya Muni's, Tamil, all this culture is there. Bharat Bhumi, the oldest civilization. People went and settled far and wide, and slowly, slowly, as it happens, they forgot the culture. We can see it. Look around you. all these engineers, IT people, they come from India, doctors, they settle in America. First generation, they will go to the Hindu temple. They will go on Ganesh Chaturthi, they will go on some Dashera, Diwali, they will do some little puja. They will try to be little pious. They will have bath and shave and go to the temple. They will buy a new BMW. They will do the BMW puja in some Hindu temple to invoke auspiciousness. But what about their children? What happens to the next generation? ABCD, American-born confused Desis. The culture becomes dilute. The generation after that, it becomes even more dilute. Now they speak the American accent. Now they don't know Hindi. They cannot read Devanagari, Lipi. Generation after that, even more dilute, even more dilute, even more dilute, until it becomes completely homogenized and they become completely westernized. Culture is lost. Same thing happened in the past. Certain people settled in other countries and slowly, slowly, dharma chadi. They left the dharma. And then to save them, of course, Krishna comes again. He comes as He sends Prophet Muhammad, He sends Moses, He sends Jesus Christ to uplift them. Uplift them. That is Krishna's nature. That is Krishna's nature, and that is the nature of Krishna's devotees who are Vancha Kalpata Rupascha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Prabhupada said Jesus Christ was such a Vaishnava. Great Vaishnava. Elevating them, teaching them dharma. All that is there. But Srila Prabhupada has come to the Western world to give us the authentic Vedic culture, and He has given us this ISKCON society, my dear friends. Please listen carefully. Our society is a society of Vaishnavas. And our Vaishnavas have six kinds of loving exchanges, as Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrit. Dadati pratigrnati guhyam akhyati praschati unjate bhojayate chayva shadvidhir priti lakshanam. Dadati pratigranati. My dear friends, please listen carefully, Bhakti Sangha friends. Ours is a society of dadati pratigranati. We must give gifts. And sometimes we must accept gifts with love. When devotees come, we must open our hearts and give them dakshina. Especially when we invite Brahmins, we invite certain speakers of Harikatha. We must open our hearts. We should not be conjuice, please. We should not be misers. We must reciprocate. Let me tell all of you a little secret. If I come and speak expecting that I will speak and I will get dakshina, when I speak Harikatha, I lose all my pious credits because I came expecting some donation from you all. All of you will receive all the Sukrati that I have. All the spiritual credits that I have, you will receive. Because I came with kutinati. I was deceitful. I am coming as a Vaishnava who is nirmama, nirahankar, but I am coming expecting something selfish. So because I am duplicious, I am deceitful, I lose everything. I am a Kali Chela. I am a Chela of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means hypocrisy. Coral and hypocrisy. Kalaha means coral. Coral and hypocrisy is the hallmark of Kali Yuga. If I am duplicious, you will take all my spiritual credit. I will lose everything. Sitting on the so-called Vyasasan, being so-called speaker of Harikatha. On the other hand, if the audience come and they just want to get here Harikatha, take down notes, take down points, feel inspired, but not reciprocate with the person who is an instrument, who is an instrument of the parampara, who is speaking Harikatha, if we don't reciprocate, then the speaker comes and takes away all the Sukriti that is gathered by speaking Harikatha, and the audience don't get anything. This is a fact, my dear friends. Please try to understand. It is a society of dadati pratigrhanati. So the speaker should speak Harikatha as a service, not expecting anything. And the audience should not just come and think, I will hear some entertaining Harikatha, eat some free prasad and go away. Pack some prasad for the next day also and go away. Fukat, free. Nothing is fukat, nothing is free, my dear friends. Please. It is a society of dadati pratigrhanati. We have to reciprocate. If we don't have the money, we can reciprocate by sitting with a straight, erect back, eyes open and hearing attentively. Ears and heart receptive. Submissive aural reception, as Prabhupada said. A-U-R-A-L, aural means ears. Or we can give some gifts, we can give some Lakshmi. Some reciprocation has to be there. Prabhupada is writing in this purport, a Brahman accepts Dakshina because he's spreading knowledge. Kshatriyas give protection. And in return, Kshatriyas have a right to levy tax. The Vaishyas grow grains for the whole society. They work hard. They produce milk, milk products, ghee. They are allowed to sell it for a profit to sustain themselves. And the Shudras, they are not spiritual minded, so they are not given independence. They cannot work like a Brahman, they cannot work like a Kshatriya, they cannot work like a like a Vaishya. So the Shudras are told to serve under the higher classes, the upper three. And the upper three are meant to protect the Shudras, feed them. Rantidev was willing to die to feed not just a Shudra, but even a dog eater, a Chandala, who is even lower than that. Even to feed water to a bird, he was willing to die. That is Rantidev, that is Prithu Maharaj, that is Yudhishthir Maharaj. These are the examples. Lord Ramchandra himself. Yes, everybody has responsibilities. Dadati Pratigrinati. We are a society of Vaishnavas. And now in Kali Yuga, Kalao Sambhava Shudra. In Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra by nature. So if we analyze, I was thinking about this point. Actually, all of us, my dear friends, as Vaishnavas, we are everything. We do everything. We do the activity of Brahman, we do the activity of Kshatriya, we do the activity of Vaishya, and we do the activity of Shudra also, my dear friends. Just think about it. When you are doing Swadhyaya, when you are reading, when you are speaking Harikatha, when you are doing Harikirtan, you are doing deity worship, we are working as Brahmans. When we are organizing, we are giving some security, some protection to our family members and other devotees. We are giving them protection. Some devotee comes visiting your city and you said, oh, it's Panihati, you have come to Atlanta, please come and stay with us. You give them protection. You are being a Kshatriya. You are being protective. You are giving them ashraya. Kshatriya means one who gives protection. We give protection to our children. We give protection to our spouse. We give protection to our old parents. We give protection to the Varishtha Vaishnavas. Somebody is sick, we all contribute, we are protecting. That is, we are doing it in the spirit of a Kshatriya. We go to our jobs, unfortunately. We have to go, I also have to go now. We have to go for our jobs to earn some Lakshmi. We are behaving like Vaishyas. We are doing the occupation of a Vaishya. Because some economic development is required for preaching purposes, to support ISKCON, to support our family, for education of our children, for our old age. Roti, kapda, makan, these are the basic necessities. Food, shelter and clothing is a necessity. It's a requirement. You cannot live. Gaurang Prabhu once told me that it is very easy to chant Hare Krishna when you have a roof over your head and you have prasadam in your belly. But when you don't have a roof over your head and you don't have prasadam in your belly, at least for us who are on a lower platform of bhakti, it's very difficult to practice bhakti. Therefore, some financial security we must all strive for so that we can perform bhajan peacefully. We are acting as Vaishyas. And Shudras, oh, that is the most blissful part. When just under the guidance of other devotees, we are doing menial work. Putting the carpet before a program, putting the chadar, picking up the trash after a satsang, washing vessels after a satsang, carrying the sound system, whatever, cleaning the temple floor. We are all Shudras. It is so wonderful. Shudra means just service, seva. Service. Very beautiful. So we do all four, my dear friends. We do activities of Brahman, we do activities of Kshatriya, we do activity of Vaishya, we do activity of Shudra. Each and every one of us, because we are Vaishnavas. Naham vipro narcha narapatir napi vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni nacha grihapatir no vanastho yatirva. Kintu prodyan nikhila parmananda purna amrita abde. Gopi bhartur padakamalayor दास दासानुदास। टुडेज वर्स इज सो ब्यूटिफुल, इट टॉक्स अबाउट द क्वालिटीज ऑफ अ वैष्णव, इजंट इट? Prabhupada says how a Vaishnava is Patita Pavan. So let us hear a beautiful story of Narottam Das Thakur. We have just 20 minutes left. Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur. It is his disappearance day today. Let us hear the story of Chand Rai and Santosh Rai. This story is found in Narottam Vilas, which is written by Narahari Chakravarti in glorification of Loknath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. Very beautiful book. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was also a Nitya Siddha, an eternal Manjari, like all our Acharyas. He is also a Manjari, serving under Lalita Sakhi in Golok Vrindavan eternally. Narottam Das Thakur appeared in this world, in the village of Kheturi. He was the son of Mother Narayani and Krishnananda. They were Zamindars, they were like local kings. But he renounced everything and took shelter of Akinchan, someone who had nothing, no material possessions. His name was Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami initiated him, became his Diksha Guru, and sent him to Jiva Goswami to receive Shiksha. Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit, and Srinivas Acharya, they took Shiksha from Jiva Goswami. Srinivas Acharya is a manifestation of the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur is a manifestation of the potency of Nityananda Prabhu, Patita Pavan. And Shamananda Pandit, divinely intoxicated sadhu, is a manifestation of the potency of Advaita Thakur, Advaita Acharya. So in this way, the potency and the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya manifested as Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda Pandit respectively. Narottam Das Thakur, he preached far and wide in Bengal, established deities of Gaura Rai, many beautiful deities, performed the great festival at Kheturi, where Janava Devi herself came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya also could not help but appear there and participate in the beautiful kirtans of Narottam Das Thakur. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur was living very happily in Kheturi. His most intimate friend was a disciple of Srinivas Acharya. His name was Ramchandra Kaviraj. Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottamada. That Ramchandra Kaviraj. Ramchandra Kaviraj was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. Just see how friendship transcends material boundaries. How spiritual relationships are transcendental. Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya were very good friends, very close, intimate friends. But a disciple of Srinivas Acharya, Ramchandra Kaviraj becomes the most intimate friend of Narottam Das Thakur. Even though Narottam Das Thakur was an intimate associate of his guru, but somehow the spiritual relationships are transcendental to these social customs. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his own god brothers as his servants, Govinda. They were all disciples of Ishwar Puri, but Mahaprabhu accepted. Who accepts one's own god brother as a servant? Mahaprabhu accepted because it was the order of Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri gave that instruction to Govinda that you go to Nilachal and become a personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu accepted the orders of his guru. Spiritual relationships are transcendental to material considerations. So along with Ramchandra Kaviraj, along with Narottam Das Thakur's intimate disciple, he was living at Kheturi. And at Kheturi, one day in the morning, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur were sitting and they were chanting their japa in front of Tulsi Maharani in the courtyard. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. and a messenger came with a letter. He gave the letter to Narottamdas Thakur. Narottamdas Thakur read the letter. It was from a big zamindar whose name was Raghavendra Rai. And he wrote that my son Chand Rai has been victimized by a Brahma Rakshas. A Brahma Rakshas has taken possession of my son Chand Rai. And as a result, my son Chand is acting like a madman. He has stopped eating and drinking. His body has lost all its luster and color. And he looks like he's on the verge of death. He's on the bed all the time, emaciated. Please come and save him. It is very painful for me to see my son suffer like this. When Narottamdas Thakur read this letter, he asked the messenger, Chand Rai, isn't he that powerful zamindar's son who was very, very tyrannical, he committed so many atrocities. Isn't he the same one? And the messenger looked down and said, yes, yes, Thakur Mahashay. Yes, Narottamdas Thakur, you're right. The same Chand Rai. Narottamdas Thakur handed the letter to his friend Ramchandra Kaviraj. And Ramchandra Kaviraj also very gravely read that letter. Raghavendra Rai was requesting, beseeching the help of Narottamdas Thakur. That please come and help my son. He's on the verge of death. I called so many Vaidyas. I called so many Tantriks from all over the country to help. But nobody could help. Finally, one astrologer told that in Kheturi Gram, there is a great Mahabhagwat. His name is Narottamdas Thakur. He's a disciple of Loknath Goswami. If he comes, he's so spiritually powerful. Only by his presence can this Brahma Rakshas be delivered from the body of your son Chand Rai. Otherwise, there is no hope for Chand Rai to survive. So please request Narottamdas Thakur to come and help. In this way, Raghavendra Rai was requesting Narottamdas Thakur in that letter, please come and help my son. If you come and help my son, I will give you villages. I will give you gold, hundreds of gold coins. I will give you clothes. I will give you cows and calves in donation. Please come. Please come. Narottamdas Thakur looked at Ramchandra Kaviraj as Ramchandra Kaviraj finished reading that letter. Narottamdas Thakur said, what do you think, Ramchandra Kaviraj? And Ramchandra Kaviraj said, this is a very delicate matter. It is hard for me to decide what to do. And then Narottamdas Thakur said to the messenger, give me few moments. Let me think about this. And Narottamdas Thakur closed his eyes and prayed to Sri Gaura Rai, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the vision of Narottamdas Thakur and instructed him, you are Patita Pavan. A Vaishnava is Patita Pavan. Patita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. By my mercy, O Narottam, it will be very easy for you to deliver this Chand Rai. Please go and help him. That is the nature of a devotee. That is the nature of a devotee, to help others. Narottamdas Thakur opened his eyes, looked at the messenger, handed him the letter and said, please go ahead and tell the zamindar Raghavendra Rai that I am coming. I am coming. Tomorrow early morning I will leave Kheturi and come. Narottamdas Thakur prepared. And along with Ramchandra Kaviraj, next day early morning, he left for the village of Chand Rai. As they were at the outskirts of the village, they were sitting under a tree, taking some rest at noon. After a few hours, they were going to reach the village. They were sitting and they were doing some more japa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And suddenly they heard loud music and a big procession coming their way. Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they got up and they started looking. And there were Brahmanas chanting Vedic prayers. There were musicians playing drums. There were horses, bullock carts, elephants. They were coming their way. And at the head of this procession was a very royal looking, elegant man. He came and with folded hands, he bowed down to Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. He looked at the effulgent form of Narottam Das Thakur and said, "You must be Thakur Mahashay. Thank you so much for coming. I am Raghavendra Rai, the father, the unfortunate father of Chand Rai and Santosh Rai. My sons are very sinful. They were born to a pious family. Our family is very pious. But we have one problem. We have lot of wealth. And this wealth and power and respect and prestige went to the head of my older son, Chand Rai. And he became very egoistic, very arrogant. And his younger brother, Santosh, just followed in his footsteps. Both of them seduced young girls and had illicit sex with them. They would go to neighborhood villages with the soldiers and they would loot and take whatever they wanted. If they wanted some necklace, some gold coin, they would just snatch it. Grains, animals, horses, they would just loot villages after villages. They are drunkards. They are meat eaters. They are rapists. They have committed sins like no one else. They were very, very sinful, and day by day they were growing more and more powerful. And they were well trained. And physically they were in their youth and very strong. They were learned in the art of using the sword and spear and bows and arrows. Very, very powerful young boys, but very arrogant and very sinful. And somehow, a few days ago, a very powerful Brahma Rakshas took possession of Chand Rai. He is possessed, he has become mad, and he has stopped eating and drinking, and he's on the verge of death. And the Brahma Rakshas refuses to leave, despite calling so many tantrics and vaidyas. "Thank you for coming to our village. Please come." As Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj entered the village, they saw that the entire village had been decorated to welcome Narottam Das Thakur. And there were banana trees, mango leaves, coconuts that lined the streets, fragrant water was sprinkled on the road, people were showering flower petals on the path of Narottam Das Thakur. They were offering him many garlands. There was no room around his neck to wear any more garlands. Both he and Ramchandra Kaviraj were being garlanded with fragrant flower garlands as they entered the village. Some Brahmins came and they applied cooling chandan on their foreheads, and they were welcomed with auspicious mantras. They were welcomed inside the palace of Raghavendra Rai. Raghavendra Rai made Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj sit down. He washed their feet with scented water and sprinkled that water on his head. He offered them a scented, fragrant, flavored water to drink as a welcome drink, and then requested them to come into the bedroom where Chand Rai was sleeping. After being received so nicely, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, holding their Japamala in their hand and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, they entered the bedroom where Chand Rai was lying on a bed. He had lost all color. He looked ashen like a ghost. His eyes were big. His cheeks were sunken. His bones were sticking out of his skin. He was very, very frail and he looked like a ghost. And near the bed, Santosh Rai, his younger brother, was sitting in a very, very, very despondent mood. Raghavendra Rai quickly went into the room and he sat on the bed of Chand Rai and he picked up Chand Rai's head and put it on his lap. Then gently patting the head of Chand Rai, Raghavendra Rai told him loudly, "Open your eyes, my dear son. Look, Thakur Mahashay and Ramchandra Kaviraj have come from Kheturi to save you." When Raghavendra Rai spoke like this, the sinful Chand Rai opened his eyes and looked straight at Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur was so beautiful. Each and every limb of Narottam Das Thakur was beautifully constructed. He had the golden complexion just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had beautiful lotus eyes. He was wearing tulsi neck beads. He was wearing a simple dhoti and a simple chadar covered his upper body. And in his right hand was his japamala. Around his left shoulder was a beautiful Brahman thread. And with his lotus mouth, he was constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And next to him, Ramchandra Kaviraj, another great Vaishnava, was standing. When Chandrai saw the beautiful form of Narottam Das Thakur, the Brahma Rakshas inside him spoke. He said, "Until and unless you bless me and deliver me, I will not leave." At that point, Narottam Das Thakur touched the head of Chandrai with his lotus hand, with his Karakamal. And he chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then in a firm but gentle voice, he ordered the Brahma Rakshas, "Leave immediately, O Brahma Rakshas, and go to your next destination. I bless you. Hare Krishna." The Brahma Rakshas immediately was delivered by the touch of Narottam Das Thakur, and he left the body of Chandrai. Chandrai's color immediately returned to his body. His eyes, which were restless, looking here and there like a madman, immediately became steady. He immediately got up from the bed, folded his hands. As he was folding his hands, Raghavendra Rai, in great ecstasy, he told his son, that, "My dear son Chandrai, you have been saved by Thakur Mahashaya. Narottam Das Thakur has saved you. Please bow down at his lotus feet." Then Chandra immediately fell at the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur and started thanking him. "Thank you, thank you. I am the most sinful person on this planet. I have committed sins which are not even mentioned in the Shastras, in the scriptures. Such sins I have committed. I am so sinful, I am so sinful. But still you walked all the way from Kheturi to my village to save me. You could have allowed me to suffer because I deserved this. It was because of my sinful activities that I got this suffering. You could have allowed me to suffer. But no, you came. You are Patita Pavan. You are Vaishnava Thakur. Thank you." And Santosh Rai started crying, and he also fell at the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur and said, "You have saved my brother. Every sin that he has committed, I have also committed. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us with your association, and thank you for saving my brother." Raghavendra Rai said, "Whatever property I possess, whatever wealth I possess, whatever jewels I possess, whatever clothes and garments and servants and cows, whatever I possess, everything is yours. Everything is yours, Narottam Das Thakur. I offer everything to you." Narottam Das Thakur smiled with compassion and he said, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the darling son of Mother Sachi, the Lord of Nityananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has saved you. All glories to the wonderful son of Sachi Mata, the fair lion of Navadvip who roared the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That Gaura Rai, that Gaura Nataraj is most merciful. Give up your sinful activities and chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra incessantly. There are no rules for chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can remember and chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Jivhe pibaswa mritame tadeva Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Just chant the names of Krishna with your tongue. Let your tongue drink the amrit of holy name. Jivhe pibaswa amrita etadeva. Only this. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Vaktum samartho pina vakti kaschit. Aho jananam abhipaya mukhyam. Jivhe pibaswa mritame tadeva Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Chant, chant. Raghavendra Rai, Chandrai and Santosh Rai promised Narottam Das Thakur, that they will constantly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but they begged Thakur Mahashaya to stay with them for some time. So Narottamas Thakur stayed for a few days and instructed them in Bhagavad Dharma, instructed them in Uttama Bhakti. And one morning, Narottamas Thakur, as he finished his Bhagavatam class to the family, he told them, go to Mother Ganga, take a bath and wear fresh clothes, and all of you come back quickly. Raghavendra Rai, Chand Rai, Santosh Rai, they quickly went with great anticipation. They had a Ganga snan, they wore fresh clothes, and they came in front of Narottamas Thakur. Narottamas Thakur looked at them with eyes of compassion. Ramchandra Kaviraj was smiling, knowing what the plan was. Narottamas Thakur told them, you sit facing the eastern direction and sit on my left side. And in their right ears, one by one, Narottamas Thakur poured the nectar of the Krishna Nam Mantra. He initiated them. And he told them, from today you are my disciples. You are my disciples. Raghavendra Rai, Chand Rai and Santosh Rai could not believe their good fortune. We are so sinful and Narottamas Thakur has initiated us, accepted us as his servants. They fell at his feet and they gave lots and lots of dakshina to their Guru Maharaj and promised Narottamas Thakur to become sad shishyas, good disciples. And they also gave dakshina to Ramchandra Kaviraj. Narottamas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj stayed for a few more days with them. And then they took leave. They said, we have to go now to Kheturi. The deities in Kheturi are calling. The devotees in Kheturi are calling. We must go. Chand Rai said, I cannot bear separation from you, Guru Maharaj. I will also come with you. So Chand Rai arranged 10 boats. One boat was the most opulent, most comfortable. He kept Narottamas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj in that boat, and other 9 boats, they all got into. The servants, the citizens, Chand Rai, Santosh Rai, Raghavendra Rai, their whole family, all disciples of Narottamas Thakur, they all got into different boats, and in Ganga, they sailed to Kheturi Gram. There, Narottamas Thakur sent a message that we are coming in a big party, 10 full boats of men. Please arrange prasadam. So they went to the temple at noon, they took darshan, and they all sat down to eat prasadam. In the boat also, they were all singing bhajans composed by Narottamas Thakur. And they were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There was kirtan and katha going on in the boats also throughout the journey. And then after reaching Kheturi, they all had darshan of Gaura Rai, and they had Mahaprasad in the temple. Then for many days, they stayed in Kheturi, engaging in ecstatic kirtans and katha by Narottamas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. Chand Rai, Santosh Rai, Rajendra Rai were so spiritually surcharged and nourished for many days by their Guru Maharaj. And they gave gifts of reciprocation to all the residents of Kheturi. After some days, Chand Rai came and offered his obeisances to Narottamas Thakur and said, Thakur Mahashaya, my dear Gurudev, I don't want to leave you ever, but my services in my village call me. I have to go and make the whole village Krishna conscious. Please give me your blessings to go and do your work. Narottamas Thakur blessed him and said, yes, you have my blessings. Go and preach. Then Chand Rai, Raghavendra Rai and Santosh Rai, as humble Vaishnavas, they went back to their village and made the entire village Krishna conscious. Many days passed. And one day Narottamas Thakur was thinking about the welfare of his disciple Chand Rai, when suddenly a messenger came and he gave a letter. Again, this letter was from Raghavendra Rai, the father of Chand Rai, and he said, I am so sorry, Gurudev, to bother you with my problems, but who else do I have? Chakshudana Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Sei. You are our only Lord and Master, birth after birth. I must tell you my problems. After taking initiation from you and after returning to our village, Chand Rai had become the most humble Vaishnava. Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. He had become most tolerant, most humble devotee, offering all respects to everyone. And he was intense in his bhajan, and very merciful and compassionate in his preaching. One morning he went for Ganga Snan. Now previously, before meeting you, he had offended the Muslim Pathan king. He had looted his villages. But he was so strong that even the Pathan did not dare to attack. But now he had become very humble and meek. And he had gone alone for Ganga Snan. And the Pathan attacked him. The Muslim soldiers attacked Chandrai, my son, as he was taking Ganga Snan. And he was captured. And without any resistance, without fighting back, Chandrai told them, I deserve this punishment. I am Aparadhi. I deserve to be punished. And he was taken as a prisoner. He was taken in front of the Nawab. And the Nawab told him, you convert to Islam. Chandrai said, I have already sold my heart and my head at the lotus feet of Thakur Mahashay. Nawab said, whip him till he dies. They whipped him and whipped him and whipped him. But he did not die. Then Nawab put him in a prison underground. Underground prison without food, water and light. My dear son Chandrai, your dear disciple Chandrai is imprisoned in an underground cell by the Pathan king. And he is there without food, water and light, left to die. Therefore I am writing this letter to you. As my son is dying in that cell, please pray for him and please bless him. Narottamdas Thakur was heartbroken to hear this. He immediately called for a very wealthy disciple of his, who was another zamindar, to send some bribe, some money, some tactic to somehow release Chandrai from the prison. But the Muslim Pathan did not hear anything. He did not negotiate. He wanted this Chandrai to either convert or die. Narottamdas Thakur tried. Raghavendra Rai, through his resources and his contacts, he also tried to somehow allow Chandrai to escape, but nothing worked. In this way, many days passed, and Narottamdas Thakur was very much sad that his sincere disciple Chandrai had to meet such an end. But Narottamdas Thakur earnestly prayed. Ramchandra Kaviraj earnestly prayed for Chandrai. Many days passed by. One morning again, as Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they were chanting their rounds, their chapa in the morning, a beautiful horse came, and on that horse was sitting Chandrai. He was wearing nice clothes, royal clothes, Muslim clothes, silk. And he was, you know, you're wearing all these Pathani clothes. You're, you know, having this big horse. And you're back, you're alive. We are so happy to see you. Narottamdas Thakur got up and ran towards his disciple to embrace him. But Chandrai fell at the lotus feet of Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj and offered his pranam mantra. And then slowly got up and told the whole story to Narottamdas Thakur. He said, I was imprisoned in that cell, underground cell, without light and water and food, left to die. Chandrai told Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, that was the most blissful moment of my life. No distraction. With my eyes in that darkness, I was able to meditate on your lotus feet. And constantly I was chanting the mantra you gave me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the mood of Parikshit Maharaj, I decided to chant incessantly till my pran left my body. Till my life air left my body, I decided to chant. At that point, suddenly, in the darkness of that underground prison, a messenger came. He was sent by my father, Raghavendra Rai. And he said, I have dug a secret underground tunnel and I have broken open into your prison. Nobody knows. Just follow me and let's escape from the secret tunnel. But I will take you on one condition. You must accept initiation from me. I will chant the Kali mantra in your ears. And I told him, how can I accept another guru? How can I accept another mantra? My Guru Maharaj Narottamdas Thakur has already poured the nectar of the Krishna mantra in my ears. And he has taken possession of my heart. Therefore, he is Guru Maharaj. He rules my heart.
I cannot accept any other guru. I cannot accept any other mantra. I will stay here and die, but I will remain chaste to my guru, Narottam Das Thakur. Chakshudana dile jai, janme janme prabhu se. Divya gyana ride prakashito. Then messenger became very disappointed. He said, I have to save you. Because if I save you, your father Raghavendra Rai has promised me a village in gift. He has promised me 500 gold coins. He has promised me so many cows. I must save you. Come with me. Come. Just take this Kali mantra and come. But I adamantly refused. I said, don't disturb me in my bhajan. Go away. I don't want to hear that mantra. And I blissfully continued chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. That messenger left. Many days passed by. Finally, the Nawab, he became curious whether I had died or not. And he opened the door to the underground prison. And lo and behold, to his utter surprise, he found that I was still alive. He asked me, how have you survived without air, light, food and water for so many days? And I told him, it is the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. He has sustained my life. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra had sustained me. He did not believe me. He thought that through that secret tunnel, somebody was supplying me food and water. I don't believe you. I must kill you. Because if I don't kill you, then people will worship you like a saint who survived the underground prison. So he got a mad elephant, made the elephant drink liquor and put up a big stadium where people were invited to see me being trampled by that mad elephant. And I was so weak, I had not stood up in days in that small underground tunnel prison cell. I was sitting and chanting for so many days and nights. I had forgotten how to stand up. My muscles had become weak. Without food and water, I had lost all strength. I was thrown in front of that elephant. I could not even get up. I looked at that elephant and that elephant came charging at me, wanting to trample me under his massive feet. I simply closed my eyes. I did not want to look at the feet of that elephant. I wanted to meditate on your feet, Narottam Das Thakur. At that moment, I thought of your lotus feet. And I chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The elephant abruptly stopped as the hundreds and hundreds of onlookers were surprised. How did this mad elephant, who is so expert at killing men, how did he stop so abruptly? The elephant turned around and went in the opposite direction and everybody cheered for me. I started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra even louder. And then I opened my eyes. The elephant looked straight at me. The elephant's eyes were bloodshot. And he pointed his sharp tusks at me and again came charging towards me. Again, I did not want to look at the white, sharp tusk of the elephant. Rather, I meditated on your brilliant white Brahman thread. And I chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, thinking of you, my Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As I chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the mad elephant dropped down dead. Suddenly, such a massive elephant dropped dead. The Nawab was sitting on his throne in the stadium. He was shocked to see the power of the holy name. He immediately came running down. He picked me up and gave orders. Make this Chandrai sit on my throne. Let him sit next to me like my brother. He's not an ordinary person. He made me sit next to him. And then he asked me secretly, can you tell me how you killed the elephant? At that time, Guru Maharaj, I told the Pathan, Nawab, that, oh, it is all mercy of my Guru Maharaj, Narottam Das Thakur. He lives in Kheturi. And he gave me this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is all due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The Pathan said, take these royal clothes, take my royal horse, and I will give you gold coins. I will give you cows. I will give you this. I will give you that. I will give you silken garments. Take all these gifts and go home. I will give you bodyguards. Go home and be happy. You are a saint. You are a saint. And Nawab also became mad in ecstasy. I turned down all his gifts. I just told him, I will accept the horse as a token of your love. And instead of going to my village, I sent a messenger to my village telling my father and brother that I have been saved. And I sent the message that immediately come to Kheturi because I am going straight to the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj to Kheturi. And I sat on the horse and I came here. hearing this incredible story, Naratnas Thakur was amazed. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was shedding tears of ecstasy. Naratnas Thakur picked up his disciple and embraced him tightly and said, I'm so proud of you. You have such faith. You have such faith. All glories to your faith. As Naratnas Thakur was glorifying Chandraya, in came Santosh Raya and Raghavendra Raya into the courtyard. And they fell at the lotus feet of Naratnas Thakur. And they were so happy to see Chandraya alive again. In this way, the glory of Naratnas Thakur spread far and wide. After taking the blessings of Naratnas Thakur, Chandraya, Raghavendra Raya and Santosh Raya, they went back to their village and they intensified their preaching. And the entire village was fully Krishna conscious. And Chandraya, his incredible story, how he survived without air, light, food, water for days and days and weeks underground. How he survived the mad elephant, rather how the mad elephant died. And how he refused initiation from another guru. And how he was chased to Naratnas Thakur. All these incredible stories, they spread to all the neighborhood villages in Bengal. And the fame of Naratnas Thakur, the mercy of Naratnas Thakur, and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fame of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread far and wide. Therefore we say, therefore Vrindavandas Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says, Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, Jayati Jayati Kirtis Tasya Nitya Pavitra. Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. That is easy to understand. All glories to Chaitanya Chandra Bhagwan. All glories, Jayati Jayati, Tasya Kirti Nitya Pavitra. Your fame, your kirti is pure, transcendental, and it is eternal. All glories to your eternal, pure fame. Jayati Jayati Bhritya Tasya Vishvesha Murte. O Lord, you are Vishvesh, you are the Ish of the Vishwa. Your Murte, your form, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jayati Jayati Bhrityas. All glories to your servants, Naratnas Thakur, Chandraya, Raghavendra Raya, Santosh Raya, Ramchandra Kaviraj, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu, all glories to your Bhrityas, to your servants. And Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyanam. And all glories, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your dance, your Nritya, which is very dear to everyone. Sarvas Priyanam. It is very dear to all the devotees. Your dancing, O Mahaprabhu, your dance is most dear to your devotees. Your devotees always meditate on you, dancing in Sankirtan, dancing on the banks of Ganga, dancing on the streets of Navadvip, dancing in Srivas Angan, dancing in Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, dancing through the Jharikhand forest, dancing in Vrindavan. You are Gaur Nataraj. All glories to your dancing. Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, Jayati Jayati Kirti Tasya Nitya Pavitra, Jayati Jayati Bhritya Tasya Vishvesha Murte, Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyana. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Naratnas Thakur, whose disappearance is today. All glories to Chandraya, Santosh Raya, Raghavendra Raya, Ramchandra Kaviraj. All glories to Prithu Maharaj, who is such a wonderful Vaishnava king. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who has given us all this nectar. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to the holy month of Kartik. All glories to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. All glories to all of you, my dear devotees. Let us all chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Let us chant these beautiful prayers from our scriptures. And let us become intoxicated and mad like Chandraya. I will share one last verse with all of you. This is actually from Mukunda Mala Stotra. Maharaj Kulashekar writes, Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam. करोमि नारायण पूजनम सदा, वदामि नारायण नाम निर्मलम, स्मरामि नारायण तत्वम अव्ययम्. इट्स वेरी ब्यूटिफुल, वेरी सिंपल मीनिंग. नमामि नारायण पाद पंकजम, आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस, आई वर्शिप द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण. करोमि नारायण पाद सेवनम, एंड व्हाट एक्टिविटी डू आई वांट टू डू? सर्विस टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण. वदामि नारायण नाम निर्मलम, एंड आई वांट टू चैंट वदामि द निर्मल, द प्योर नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण. Nirmal means without any mal, the pure name of Lord Narayan. Sada, always I want to chant. And Smarami Narayana Tattvam Avyayam, and I want to always remember Smarami, the inexhaustible, the imperishable, transcendental Narayan Tattva. The activities, the glories of Lord Narayan. So for Kartik, we can modify this beautiful verse. Of course, Narayan Krishna is non-different. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Jivhepi Basva Amritameta Deva, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Narayan and Krishna are not different. In Rasleela also we see Krishna took the form of Narayan, tried to pretend to be Narayan, and he fooled the gopis. But he could not fool the Gopijana Chudamani, Srimati Radharani. So when we think of Narayan, we think of that Narayan with four arms standing in the forest of Vraja. So Narayan and Krishna are not different from us. So when we chant Tulsi Mantra also, Vishnu Bhakti Prate Devi Satyavate Namo Namah, for us Vishnu is Krishna. So we can chant this verse in Damodar month like that. नमामि दामो दरपाद पंकजम, करोमि दामो दरपाद पूजनम, वदामि दामो दरनाम निर्मलम, स्मरामि दामो दर तत्वम अव्ययम्, और स्मरामि दामो दर लीला सुंदरम. Whatever way we want. So in this way we can meditate. So these are beautiful prayers from the scriptures. Namami Narayanam, Mukundamala Stotra, Govinda Damodar Stotra. So many beautiful prayers are there. Ashtakams are there. Let us immerse ourselves in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajans are there. So much to absorb ourselves in. So much Harikatha to hear. So let us keep ourselves busy. Empty mind is devil's workshop. So let us be busy and let us be absorbed. I thank you all very much for this last opportunity to serve all of you on this Bhakti Sangha conference call. Very sorry for speaking too much. I think I will never be able to overcome this anartha of not being respectful of the time. But thank you all very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Is there any question or comment? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the very, very beautiful class, for bringing it live in front of us, the glories of Narottam Das Thakur. Please don't say it's your last class, it's your last class till you're back from Yatra. I just want to say that, because you'll be back after Yatra.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you Prabhu, thank you for your beautiful katha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this opportunity. By your blessings, maybe in the future also I'll be able to do some service. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhu. And thank you for sharing this beautiful pastime of Swamiram and Narottam Das Thakur. Prabhuji, if you don't mind, can you just send the last prayer that you said, Jayati Jayati Deva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, that is from Chaitanya Bhagwat. It is actually in the Mangalacharan. Can everybody mute? So there is no. It is in the Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Bhagwat. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jayati Jayati Kirti Stasya Nitya Pavitra Jayati Jayati Britya Stasya Vishvesha Murter Jayati Jayati Nritya Tasya Sarva Priyana. Like that. I will share. You want the printed one, right?
Yes.
I will find it, Mataji, and I will give it to you.
Yes.
I will share it.
Sure.
This is Kirpala Sundari, Mataji, na?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji, I will share it with you.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much and wish you all the best for your yatra and please keep all of us in your prayers, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, I will certainly pray for all of you. I have promised so many devotees that I will pray for you. So I am going to remember all of you and I am going to pray for all of you.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat.
Okay, Prabhuji, you can go ahead afterwards.
Yes, Prabhuji, this is Damodar Ananda Das. I feel very humiliated to say something on your such a enlightened talk, but I have to, express this regarding the Varnashram, Devi Varnashram system, and which has degenerated into the caste system in the present times, and many people are exploiting this situation, trying to separate the so-called Dalits, which are actually Shudras. So whenever we speak about the Varnashram system, we have to be very careful, because I am a Shudra, so when I hear things which are not very amicable to that, class of people. I don't call it caste. It's not very congenial. So, for example, Prabhupada actually said that in the Kali Yuga, most of the people, 99% of people, are actually Shudras, because we are in one job or the other. And the definition of Shudra is the serving class or the servant class. It doesn't mean the Shudra and the fallen are not synonymous. And in the Varnashram system, all the classes of people, all the ashramas, had equal opportunity to be spiritual. To say that the Shudras are not spiritual is not right. And they had equal opportunity to be liberated as long as they performed their assigned duties, which are according to their qualities and aptitude, not by birth. So, and also, in very various anecdotes and stories, we mention a fallen person as a Shudra. I think we should try to avoid making that statement. So I just wanted to state that very humbly, because, there is a lot of divisiveness going on in the society, in the Hindu society right now on that basis. So thank you, Prabhuji, for listening. And please excuse me for any infringement. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear Damodar Ananda Prabhu. My humble obeisances to you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your very kind comments. And thank you for your sensitivity. Thank you for your sensitivity and thoughtfulness. I think your comment was very sensitive and very thoughtful. So I'm very grateful to you, Prabhu. I will keep this in mind. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dharma Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class. Very, very inspiring, Prabhuji. I would humbly request, if you could, at the end of the session, whenever you get a chance, if you could share the Namami Narayan, the one which you said, the verse that we should sing in the Damodar time, Kartik time. So if you could just put it as an audio file and share it in Bhakti Sangha, so that we can just, play that and try to sing in the way you have done, so that we can get some nectar from that, please. Prabhuji, request.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, I will share the original verse from Mukunda Mala Stotra with Narayan Nam, with Priti Vilasini Mataji, and she will share with you. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvachanam. That's an exciting class. I just have one question, Prabhuji. I mean, how do you stay so enthused and you know, so energetic in your classes? I hear from you, and also it's very contagious, your enthusiasm. So please share some secrets.
Hare Krishna. I was not prepared for this question, Mataji, but I don't think that I am a very sincere devotee, and I have many shortcomings, but I think that because all of you are so enthusiastic to hear Hari Katha, you are thinking that I am enthusiastic. But actually, your enthusiasm to hear, your sincerity to hear, that somehow Krishna gives me the ability to speak. Because I am not like this when I am not in your association. I am not like this when I am in the hospital. I am like this because I am in your association. So when I am in your association, because you want to hear Hari Katha, then Krishna has to facilitate, has to reciprocate with your sincere desire to hear Hari Katha. And then he uses somebody as an instrument. He used me as an instrument to just vibrate, because it is your sincere desire to hear. It is your enthusiasm to hear Hari Katha. So it's all glories to all of you. No glories to me. Thank you, Mataji. It is just your goodness that you are seeing good in others. But Mataji, my humble request to all of you, please, all of you know that I am a very, very fallen soul, and I don't have any sincerity, I don't have any loyalty, I don't have any qualities of a devotee. So my humble request to all of you is, I'm sorry to ask you for such a big thing, but my humble request is, please keep me in your prayers, if possible. If possible, please keep me in your prayers. Sorry for asking you to pray for me, but very humble request, because otherwise I will be finished. And so please keep me in your prayers. Somehow by your prayers, Krishna will maintain me. He is the maintainer. Krishna will maintain me in this family of Prabhupada. So please pray for me. Hare Krishna. And I promise I will pray for all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please come back.
Hare Krishna, Kaumati ki Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes. Don't ask. It's not the last class. This class is going to be continued. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kaumati ki Mataji, for your blessings. Thank you, thank you. May Guru and Gauranga make me a source of pleasure to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Dandavat Pranam, Agastya Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji, as always. And we are surely going to miss your classes, Prabhuji. But it's very nice that you are going to Vrindavan Dham. So please pray for us, Prabhuji. And after coming, please share your realization on Bhakti Sangha conference call.
Hare Krishna, Shama Gauri Mataji, thank you so much. Yes, I will certainly pray for all of you, I promise. And if you want any special prayers also for me to say, you can text me. I will chant them at Radhakund, Shri Radhakund, if I'm able to go there. If I'm able to enter the Dham. But yes, I will definitely pray for all of you. And when I come back, if all of you want, then I will share my experiences, and I will try to keep track of time also. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Pranam Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much for your excellent class. And yes, Prabhuji, pray for Bhakti Sangha Japa, all Matajis. They get mercy of Shri Shyamakunda and Shri Radha Kunda and Shidham Vrindavan Dham. We will hear Krishna Katha from your eyes. We will enter in the Vrindavan Dham with your eyes. And one more thing, one Mataji is asking question. Mataji, I have seen Adhikadada Das Prabhu from last 8 years. He is hearing Krishna Katha so enthusiastically because of that only, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, he explained Krishna Katha, Shishi Bhagavatam and Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita so sincerely. And especially his morning 4:30 to 6:30 attentively japa is help us. The directly it's touched to our heart. Whatever he explained, the Shishi Bhagavatam or Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Pray for all the Matajis, Prabhuji.
And Prabhuji, Hare
Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class. Please pray for us that I never went to Vrindavan, Prabhu. Please pray for all of us that we all also should get one opportunity to do yatras. Please, Prabhu, only that prayer, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji, right?
Yes, Prabhuji. Please pray for me, Prabhu. I have to once visit Vrindavan like this yatra as you are going. We should also get opportunity to go one time, Prabhuji. That's the only prayer, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji. I'll humbly pray to Vrinda Devi to give you entrance into Vrindavan Dham very soon. But may your consciousness always be in Vrindavan. May your consciousness
Haribol,
always
thank be in Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavach Pranam, Alvash Krishna, Prabhupada. Thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu. Have a blissful yatra. Please pay our obeisances to Guru Maharaj on behalf of all of us. And please pray for us, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Vardhana Mataji. Thank you so much. I will certainly convey to Guru Maharaj, and I will certainly pray for all of you. I promise. I will promise that much. I will pray for all of you.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Your classes are always very, very wonderful. Taking us to the past, you literally make us see what has happened there. And thank you so much for remembering to pray for all of us. This is Lalitangi Radha Devi Dasi. Please offer my respectful obeisances to all the Dham, the presiding deities, the Goswamis, Govardhan Hill, and all the devotees. And please pray that I would be able to become a devotee one day and chant the holy names of the Lord in a proper state of mind. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Lalitangi Devi Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your kind words. I transfer all the words of appreciation to Guru and Gauranga. I will certainly pray for you, Mataji. I will certainly pray during Govardhan Parikrama, Radha Kund Snan, all the holy places, all the Samadhi studies, Srila Prabhupada Samadhi, Nayendra Prabhu's room. Everywhere I go, I will pray for all of you. Hare Krishna.
This is a real treasure, Prabhuji, for us. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Dasosmi. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, pray for all the Japa conference, Mataji, that next year we are qualified in Shishi Vrinda Devi's eyes and we are able to enter in Shidham Vrindavan Dham. Shishi Sham Kunda Darshan, Shishi Kunda, Radha Kunda Darshan, Shishi Govard Parikrama. Pray for all Matajis and Prabhuji.
Yes, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, I'll pray. All of you are higher to me, more advanced than me, because you are serving in Vipralamba. You are serving in separation. You are feeling so much separation from Vrindavan Dham. So you are at a higher level. You are at a higher level than me. I will certainly pray, Mataji. I will certainly pray for all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a nectarian class. And through the pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur, like we feel like we should have that much faith on the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj. If we will have that faith, like everything impossible can be possible. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such beautiful pastimes. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your prayers and blessings. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. I'm really, my dirty heart is overwhelmed with love for all of you. I am very grateful to all of you. And the best part of my week is when I'm somehow engaged by all of you as your servant in speaking Harikatha. So all of you have helped me tremendously in my sadhana. All of you have helped me tremendously in my spiritual journey so far. So I'm very, very grateful to you. If I ever do any spiritual sukrati, if I ever please Guru Gauranga in any little way, may all that sukrati also come upon each and every one of you. Because you have all helped me so much in my spiritual journey. So thank you so much. All glories to all of you. I'm very grateful to all of you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So if no one has any question or comments for Prabhuji, we can end here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Is there still time for a question or should I hold it?
It is up to the organizers, Mataji. Gaurangi Mataji,
Hare Krishna. Yeah, Mataji, you can ask question because Prabhuji is not will be there for 1 month, so please.
Okay. Yes. There was a question concerning your. Well, for one thing, thank you for class. You know, I just had a question about when you were saying something like Advaita. No. Shamananda Prabhu is like a manifestation of the potency of Advaita Acharya. Srivas is a manifestation of, I think, Lord Chaitanya. And Narottam is a manifestation of Nityananda. Correct? You said?
Hare Krishna, Gaurangi Mataji. Yes, actually I heard this from Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he came to Atlanta recently. And he said that Srinivas Acharya is the manifestation of the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Narottam
is the manifestation of love of Nityananda Prabhu. And Shamananda Pandit is a manifestation of love of Advaita Acharya.
Oh, okay. So it's the, how should I say, it's, so each one of those Acharyas, they are like, is that the same as saying that they are like the embodiment of love for Nityananda, Chaitanya, Advaita? Is that what that means?
Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj said that the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested in the form of Srinivas Acharya, the love of Nityananda Prabhu manifested in the form of Narottam Das Thakur, like that. So these are all manjaris from Golok Vrindavan, but they were infused with the bhav and the praise of these great personalities.
Oh, okay. So the love that Nityananda, Chaitanya, and Advaita have, I guess, for Radha Krishna, that love was infused in Narottam, Srivas, and Shamananda.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you. This is a side thing, but would you happen to know the names of the manjaris that Narottam, Srivas, and Shamananda are?
I don't remember, Mataji, but I or one of us can find out and put it on
the... Oh, no, it's okay. I was just curious if you knew offhand, you know. But the
opening, does anyone know the name of Narottama Thakur in the Nitya Leela? I forgot. Is it Bilas Manjari? I'll have to check, Mataji. Sorry.
No, I think Vilas Manjari is Jiva Goswami.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Narottama Thakur, I'm not able to remember. Maybe
Okay, Prabhu, thank you so much. Hi, have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful time. Inspiring time.
Thank you,
Gaurang.
You too.
Yeah. Hi, please also remember me among when you're doing your prayers, please. I need it more than any of you, so thank you so much so you could do that.
It says Champak Manjari Mataji.
Oh, really? Champak Manjari.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Okay. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we can end here by offering obeisances. Vancham Kaltaru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Evicha Patita Naam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. अनंत कोटि वैष्णवंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय प्रिंस ग्रेस आदि गदाधर प्रभु की जय सो थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू प्रभु जी हरे कृष्ण